You have to confront an executive, and you've barely slept. You lay awake rehearsing the whole thing, what you'll say, what they'll say, and in most versions, it goes badly. Welcome to The Introverted Leader. It's a podcast helping introverted leaders embrace your underrated quiet strengths so you can get promoted and start earning what you deserve. I'm Greg Weinger. I have over 25 years of leadership experience, and yes, I am an introvert. This is the Minisode. It's a short weekly episode where I pull one key insight from this week's conversation with our guest. I add in my own perspective and make it practical for you. Okay, today I want to talk about a version of imposter syndrome that we don't talk about enough. It's not that I'm not qualified or they'll find me out. It's when you decide in your head in advance how the other person is going to react, and that's badly. They won't get it. They won't support you. You won't get what you need. A part of you already expects this. Something in us really believes that preparing for the worst is the best way to prevent it. But how many times do those battles in your head actually match up with what you've rehearsed? I've come to realize that all that preparation doesn't actually protect you. It doesn't keep you safer. And worse, it actually starts to make what you fear in the situation more likely to happen by provoking a negative response in the other person. I want to share a real-life example here. I was leading a project that had grown way beyond what I had signed up for. I reached a tipping point, and I couldn't handle it all on my own. Everything was on my shoulders, managing the risk, making the decisions, and solving each problem as it came up. And what happened internally for me is I got angry. I was not just frustrated, I was angry. What I was angry at was the story that I had formed in my head. It was unfair. I deserved more support. And the executive who should have been more involved was not showing up, not doing their part. So I rehearsed a conversation. They were going to push back. They weren't going to understand my point of view. I was going to have to fight for everything that they did. And then at some point, it was a sleepless night. Maybe I got too tired. Somehow I got quiet enough to hear a question in my mind, and that was, what if I just asked for their help? I didn't have to explain, I didn't have to justify, make all this case I'd been going over and over. I didn't have to plead for anything, just asked. I had been so focused on preparing for their pushback and, you know, to be honest, blinded a bit by my pride, I never thought to ask for help. So I let all of it go. The next morning, I walked into that conversation and just said, I've been carrying a lot of pressure on this one. I could really use some help. Can we talk about what that might look like? That was it. No buildup, no case, none of that. And I was pretty surprised when they said, of course, absolutely, what can I do to help? That conversation I'd been rehearsing over and over passed in just under a minute. So I thought about that moment a lot, because what I was doing wasn't just overthinking here. I was laboring over the story, this version of events that was completely false. It just turned out to be untrue. And here's why I think that's actually a lesser known flavor of imposter syndrome. It's not this overt, I'm doubting myself, but you are deciding in advance that other people are not going to show up for you. You're gearing up for the big rejection. So that real conversation never takes place. You're stuck in the imaginary. The next time you find yourself rehearsing a conversation, running through all the ways that it could go wrong, pause first and ask yourself, have I given that a chance? Because the conversation you're preparing for, even if it doesn't go your way, is most likely not the one that will take place. All right, there's a moment from a past conversation on my podcast that I think frames this up just perfectly. When I talked to Just Isaac, he's a 6-time boxing champion, speaker, and one of the most honest guests I've had on my show, the most real, he said something I loved.
The way that we think, the way to react, and the way that we feel is affecting our lifestyle. A lot of the things that we battle is from our childhood, things that we've been told about who we are. I would say fear. Fear is the biggest one. Fear is only a thought. Fear is something that hasn't happened. But in our own minds, we can talk ourselves out of experience something beautiful before it even happens. If we don't understand the purpose of fear, the purpose of fear is a landmark that, you know what, I have the potential to accelerate and to go through this. I don't try to avoid things that make me afraid. I go into them because on the other side of that, there's something spectacular to be discovered.
We talk ourselves out of success before we even give it a chance. I've done this too many times. So here's what I've learned. Imposter syndrome is not always the voice in your head that's saying you're not enough. Sometimes it's the voice that says, don't bother asking, you already know the answer. We pay the cost in time wasted, lost sleep, diminished well-being, and health. And this impacts not just ourselves, our coworkers, our job, but our loved ones and our friends. All of this from a story that's made up in your head. If this episode connected with you, find the full conversation with Amy Vasterling, which is out this week. She wrote the book, literally, on how highly sensitive leaders and introverts learn to override their inner knowing and what it takes to get that back. Don't miss it. And if there's a conversation that you've been putting off, before the end of this week, try reaching out. You might be surprised what you hear back. And if you don't, well, at least you won't have wasted all that time. I'm Greg Weinger. Keep leading with quiet confidence, and I'll see you next time.